Genesis chapter 38. This chapter is a strange and exceedingly unpleasant parenthesis in the narrative of Joseph's life, whose story occupies the remainder of this book. Apparently, Jacob was much occupied with his business and little in caring for and instructing his children and grandchildren. Not so his father Abraham, of whom it was said, "Yes, I've settled on him as the one to train his children and future family to observe God's way of life, live kindly and generously and fairly, so that God could complete in Abraham what he promised him." Judah did not know how to control his sons. He seeks a Kenite wife for his eldest son, and then he betrays her trust. And instead of fulfilling the promise to give his younger son to provide her the offspring, he sleeps with her and does not even pay her for her service. Finally, Judah does not see the beam that is his own eye and judges Tamar severely. Both commit a sin punishable by death, and inexplicably, God shows his great mercy to Tamar, not only delivering her from a death sentence, but also allowing her to be a partaker of the lineage of our Redeemer's own family by being identified by name in the genealogy of Matthew 1:3. How amazingly immense are the grace and mercy of our God, who does not tolerate sin, but even so, he loves a sinner.